Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. It is our interview segment of the Spiritual Breakfast. The date today is the 15th of Muharram, 1446. And Alhamdulillah, today our topic with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab Damat Barakatuh. In our interview, we are going to be discussing about the sources of Sharia. So today we'll be discussing the sources of Sharia. As you've seen, we've reached the halfway point of the month, Muharram, 1446. And the time is flying, and what lessons must we be taking from the lessons of Hijrah, from the lessons of coming into this new year, coming from last year to this year? How much of sin have we removed from ourselves? They say sin shedding, that's where we're supposed to be heading for. So this is all avenues for us to get better. And today in this discussion, inshallah, we'll be searching, looking for how do we extract from the Sharia? What are the sources? Where do we, is it just based on, everything is just based on understanding of it, the general person? Can the general person just access the Quran Sharif and take out what he wishes to? Or does he deduce? Or does he need specific knowledge? So all of this, inshallah, we are going to be discussing. Remember, we have got a beautiful program, beautiful lineup going forward. Then thereafter, inshallah, at 9 a.m. we have will be the news, inshallah. Then Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al Qasim will be playing with the 16th Jews, inshallah. And then so there's a beautiful lineup for us coming forward also. We're going to welcome our Honorable Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab Damat Barakatuh. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Jazakallahu khairan to Mufti Saab for joining us. Our topic today, sources of the Sharia. Mufti Saab, often people feel they just read the Quran Sharif and they can take out the juice. What are the sources of the Sharia?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you study today Surah 45, Surah Jathiyah, where people will be kneeling down and so forth, because now they know it's the day of justice, the day of judgment, and they'll be pleading and begging, but majority of them will be sent to Jahannam and the Hellfire, Allah forbid. Adalam min Allah, the justice system of Allah Ta'ala. So there, chapter 45 and verse 18, Thumma, thereafter, subsequently, Ja'alnaka, we made for you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ala shari'atin, see the word. So we gave you a sharia, complete, comprehensive. Literally, sharia means a way, a path. But here in this text context, it means the whole religion, the law, the divine code. And minal amri, so meaning it is that important issue and matter, fattabiha, you must follow it immaculately. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded to follow the sharia, then obviously we also have to follow it. That's common sense. Then see what Allah says, wala tattabi, and do not follow ahwa alladhina la ya'lamun. Ahwa, the plural of hawa. Hawa is base desires. That such desires that will take a person low, like today. Look at these morons. You must remember that Biden and all these characters. So in Time magazine, they wrote something very nice. They have every year the man of the year. So they got for this time Trump's photo, the man of the year. Instead of the man of the year, they got the man of the year. You see that? So that is how they behave, these morons and so forth. There's no other name for them. وَلَا تَتَّبِهْ أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ. Do not follow the base desires of those people who know not. Surah 45, verse 18. So what makes Islam? That is the issue we have to ask. What makes Islam so unique? when we had apartheid, we were born in apartheid, we saw apartheid, and we saw how apartheid was dismantled, like how America is getting dismantled slowly, slowly, how Israel is getting dismantled slowly, slowly. In our lifetime, they all will be gone. Inshallah, inshallah, Al-Aziz, they'll disintegrate. So you see, apartheid was one policy, white is right, finish, no questions asked. All you need blankers, none blankers, none whites. So the blacks, the coloureds, the Indians, you don't come and question us. This is the law, because we the white men, ons burkis, het soge sê, this alles is reg. So we told you is right, finish and klaar. So we got the white staying in the cream areas, elite areas, then 5, 10, 20 kilos, the Indians, then 30, 40 kilos, the colors, then 100 kilos, 50 kilos away, that is the blacks and so forth. You see, that is how the mentality was. So when you study something from a human perspective, human being, everything is limited. See AI, now they say strike crowd, crowd strike, whatever it is. So people were praising them so much, so much. They had such a meteoric rise. You must remember, people thought they're the best, your security company. One mistake they made, it wiped out how many billions of dollars, and they'll go into bankruptcy when all the companies and all that are suing them and so forth. And what can the CEO and the GEO and this EO and them say? Nothing. Just apologize. So the sun is rising, the sun is setting, the moon is born, the moon shines on the 14th night, all with precision and accuracy. Never ever a mistake, because it comes from Allah. Subhanallah. Allah's knowledge, all embracing, all encompassing, for all times, all places, all circumstances. Human being, the greatest human being, even Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was, who is, who always will be, made mistake in salat. So human being is prone to error, to make mistakes, remember. And Allah, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Allah never ever forgets. Allah never ever make mistakes. That is the meaning of Subhanallah. هُوَ مُنَزَّهٌ عَنِ الْأُيُوبِ وَالنَّقَائِسِ. That Allah transcends every weakness, every defect, and every shortcoming. So we need to be very, very clear on these issues here. So when we speak of Sharia, human being is a social animal. So now we have to interact. So one is interacting with Allah Ta'ala. We are Abid, we are Ibad, we are Abdullah, Amatullah, Imatullah, Imaullah. We are the male, female slaves of Allah. And we have to interact with people and so forth. So you need some code. You need some. So you see all this. Now you see America, what chaos. Israel, what chaos. I said today in the news, views, interviews, imagine Netanyahu, the war criminal, cannot go to any country to fly to America. He had to take a direct flight from there, from Tel Aviv, there to Washington and so forth, with a small entourage. If he went to the big entourage, they had to stop somewhere in Europe or wherever, and there was fear they'll arrest him. So therefore, he couldn't go, you understand, with the big entourage, because the fear of refueling and so forth. So that is there. So one country only welcoming him, America. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. Biden can't go anywhere. The other day, 3-4 days ago, he saw one woman on the right, he saw one woman on the left. The one on the left was his wife, and the one on the right was... But they look similar, he kissed the wrong woman. You understood? So these are the haramis. They mess their trousers day and night. They can't control their bowels, nothing, but they want to be president. So what you call them? So he can't travel anywhere. Wherever he goes, he'll be known as Joe Genocide, Butcher Biden, and war criminal, and what have you. So you can't put your trust in such people. So we need such a constitution that does not need any amendments. For all times, all places. See, easy example I give you. You, Mawzaid, you're 30 years old. I'm 70 years old this year, Ramadan, Islamically. Yeah, we just take round figures, right? So now, you for the past 5 years, 10 years, so you're wearing size 8 shoes. Me, I'm wearing size 12, sometimes I'm 13 shoes, depending on the make, you see. So the size remains the same. The pattern, the design, all that will change. So human nature will always remain the same. You must remember that. Human being will love woman, will love men, will love woman, they'll love wealth, they'll love power, they will love name and fame, all that. Woman will love their dress to impress, they will love their clothing, they'll love their bags, they'll love their shoes, they'll love entertainment, all this. It's human nature. So that doesn't change. So therefore, Islam gave such a Sharia that is divine, you know, understood. It will, and then how will you solve the modern day problem? So all that we'll explain to you. So the first Masadiru Sharia, the first source of Sharia is Quran Sharif. Remember that. So whenever you face an issue, you have to go first to Quran Sharif. 114 chapters, 6,236 verses, 540 rukus and sections and so forth. You can't become a scholar if you're not really a hafiz, in the true sense of the word. If you're not hafiz of the whole Quran, at least you have to be hafiz of the verses that are related to ahkam and rules and regulations and all that. You see? Otherwise, it's very difficult, you must remember that. Every time you have to go here and like that. So that's one. Two, you must know, now this is the people, the Orientalists and many apologetic Muslims, they present this the wrong way. So the primary sources are the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah, Sunnah Nabawiyah. So Quran Sharif, the first of the primary source. Sunnah, the teaching, preaching of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, the second primary source. So you will find many Orientalists and many Muslims who are apologetic or don't know whether they're coming or going. They will say Sunnah, the secondary source. That's totally wrong. It's not a secondary source. It is a primary source, but the second one of the primary source. Big difference between the two. You got it? So you want to understand that, because both are wahi. Surah 53, verses 3 and 4. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِ يُّهَىٰ. The sunnah also is wahi. Remember that. One is wahi, so you must remember that you read in salat and so forth and so on. So you must remember, wahi matlu. You read in salat. We read Fajr salat. So the Imam Sahib, we read, for example, the surah, وَالشَّمْسِ وَدُحَاهَا. But in salat, you can't read إِنَّمَا الْأَمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. You see? So that's wahi ghair matlu. You can't read and so forth. Like that. So we should be very, very clear on that issue. So that is the two primary sources. Now what is meant by Sunnah Nabawiyah? The speech Mubarak, the actions Mubarak, Taqreerun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is Taqreer? Taqreer means the tacit approval of the Master alayhi salam. Something was said in the presence of the Master alayhi salam and he kept quiet. Something was done. The person did something, but the Master alayhi salam kept quiet. You say that met the approval of the Master alayhi salam. So, because it is compulsory upon a Nabi to speak against the wrong speech and the wrong action also. Be clear? Sure. So, that are the first two. Third one becomes ijma. First, ijma of Sahaba. So, the consensus of the Sahaba. So this consensus, Sayyidina Abu Bakr is the first successor Khalifa, then Sayyidina Umar, then Sayyidina Usman, then Sayyidina Ali, like that. So in time of Sayyidina Usman, there were thousands of Sahaba, so they read Ijma, that there will be three talaqs is three. You see that? So you must remember that. And they read Ijma, there's 20 rakats Taraweeh. So therefore, from that time onwards, the Imma Arba'a, the four schools, schools of jurisprudence, they also said there's Ijma. And consensus that three talaqs would be three. There'll be 20 rakats and so forth. And if you don't practice on that, you must remember, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, the genius, the giant that he was, when he was asked, show us the dalil and the proof of Ijma. You must remember, in the light of the noble Quran, he read the Quran Sharif once, he couldn't find. He read it second, he couldn't find. So you know Quran says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. You keep on fearing Allah, Allah will show you. So Allah Ta'ala showed him, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ. Whoever disobeys Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَىٰ. And after the truth has dawned on him, وَيَتَّبِعِ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And they follow not the path of the believers. You see, this is for people who are ignorant people, jahil people, not mujtahideen and them. So they follow not the path of the believers. So for them, nuwallihi ma tawalla, we let them go wherever they want to go, wa nuslihi jahannam. So we dispatch them straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. Wasa'at masira. What a horrible, terrible place to return to. Surah 4, verse 115. So what this tells you? Ijma' of Sahaba. Then comes ijma' of fuqaha and jurists and so. Nowadays we're using this mic here. We're using this technology. We're speaking here. People in England, people in Makkah, people in India, people wherever are listening. In Africa or wherever, America and Palestine, the Jutlas are hearing. So all these things here is permissible. There's ijma', there's consensus on it. So that is what is meant. So when we speak of ijma', this in, now listen to this sentence. It's a very nice sentence if you understood it. There is ijma', that the ijma' of juhal means nothing in Islam. So remember, there is consensus that if all the idiots and the fools get together and they reach consensus, that consensus is not acceptable in Islam. You got it? So you must remember. So it must be ijma' of sahaba, ijma' of fuqaha, people who are jurists, people who understand Quran, sunnah, they understand ijma', they understand what sahaba are, and who are the sahaba, and so forth and so on. Yesterday I gave talk there. You must remember in the majlis of Hazrat Mufti Sahib, and there I found one beautiful saying, so I just barhearted it. وَقَالَ أَبُو تَوْبَ الْحَلَبِي. So Abu Tawba was his kunya, ignorant. Halabi Aleppo from Syria. He said that Inna Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiallahu an sitrun li ashabi Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He, Amir Muawiyah, Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, is the curtain and the veil for all the Sahaba. Faman kashafa sitra, whoever cuts that, removes that veil. And now they start castigating, reviling Amir Muawiyah. Ijtara'a ala ma wara'ahu. Then they will start castigating, criticizing, reviling so many other Sahaba. You see, if you want reference of this, Allama Ibn Kathir has mentioned this in Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya. So a very, very great, powerful statement. We must remember these kind of things. Yeah? So therefore, it's very serious. So we must know that what it means and so forth. And the fourth one will be qiyas, analogy. Now you say that, okay, Quran was revealed now 1400 years ago, sunnah, but now how are you going to solve the modern day problem? So I give you an easy example. You understood? See, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the means of conveyance, right? The mode of transport. Wal khayla, wal bighala, wal hamira, litarkabuha wa zina. Almighty Allah speaks that people will use the horses, they will use the donkeys, they will use the mules, litarkabuha, and they will use it as a means of conveyance from this place to that place and so forth and so on. And then wazina, and for beauty. Till today, you see King Charles and his chameleon, you know, understood. So what they do? So you must remember, they go on that chariot, you must remember, on the horses. Now the prime minister came of this country, the president of this country came, so now let's go on the horses and so forth and so on. So like that. Till today, wazina. Surah 16, Surah Nahal, verse 8. So very easy to remember. Surah 16, verse 8. 8 and 8 is 16, so simple. Surah 16, verse 8. So what happens? وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Now imagine 1400 years ago, Allah told them about cars, about helicopters, about rockets, and about missiles and all that. So who will understand anything? So Allah says, وَيَخْلُقُ. Allah will keep on creating that which you know not. Did we know what's a cell phone 50 years ago? Nobody knew. You understand? Did we know what is? You must remember all these things 200 years ago, 150 years ago, planes and dust. My parents went for Hajj 70 years ago. How many years? 60 years ago. 1963. You understand? Just over 60 years. So they bought for me a plane. A plane, you know? But that plane would go from here to there and the lights would go on. Big, big people used to come to our house. They'll tell me, come on, put that plane on. We want to see it. You understood? So I was small lady, and my parents bought me. There are two things they bought I can't forget. So one is they brought a policeman's suit for me. You know, so one day I went to school. The teacher gave me hiding also. Hey, don't you come here? I said, yeah, my father said I'm a policeman. He said, come here, give one shot. You understood? So you must remember this kind of thing. So I went there with a uniform and a cap and all that. I remember. And, you know, parents. And then he brought for me that. You understood? That plane. Big, big guys, 20, 30 years old. He said, show us that plane of yours. It was a big thing. Now imagine things like that. So what you speak about real plane? And today, way, way is gone. So rockets and missiles and what and all this type of thing. So also, the deen of Islam, it has qiyas. So this qiyas is analogy. See, I give another example. That the word in the Quran is used khamar, right? Khamar means, hadith in Muslim Sharif, ma yukhamirul aqla. That the khamar means to cover. Quran, Surah 24, verse 31. وَلْيَدْرِبْنَا بِخُمُورِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِمْ A woman must wear clothing and on her bosom, on her breast. Inside she will wear whatever she wants to. On that she will wear her clothing. On top of that she must wear another thing. She must wear a shawl, she must wear a abaya, she must wear another outer garment. So خُمُور خِمَار means to cover. Khamar means when you take the wine, so when you take the wine and alcohol, then it's covering the mind. You can't now, it's beclouded, it's corrupted, you can't think straight. See, like Biden, kiss the wrong woman and say he doesn't know whether his gender is male or female. I am the first black vice president for the black president. What a donkey, what other word you can use for them? So you must remember that. So that is Islam, you must remember. So Khamar, now, how many type of drugs came out? Tuk and mandrax and dacha and what and what? So you look at the illa, you look at the rationale. So what is the rationale? The rationale is iskar, to intoxicate. So anything that intoxicates, the same law will apply for that thing there like it applies for alcohol. So if a person used it, we're not speaking of medication and it. People used it for fun and games and entertainment and so forth, then 80 lashes must be given to them in public. So that is what makes Islam so dynamic and so vibrant for all times, all places. Because my first statement, human nature, that never changes. People say Islam is static. Meaning you need to have a new book, you need to have a new prophet, you need to have a new... So we say we don't need all that because your nature still remains the same. So understand the beauty of Islam. Then, in the last 2-3 minutes, I want to share something with you. So these four sources, two are primary sources. Quran Sharif, the first of the primary sources, and the Sunnah, the second one of the primary source. Your Ijma and Qiyas are secondary sources. Remember that. So that will be Ijma, consensus of Sahaba, then Ulama and so forth. And the fourth one will be Qiyas, analogy in that. But then, if you go to the various Fuqaha, they have different things, you must remember. I just give you easy examples. So you must remember, Hanafi has got a thing called Istihsan. Istihsan means if you look at something, you must remember it seems not permissible. But there is very great need for it, you must remember that. See, for example, you say in Islam, وَلَا تَبِعْ مَا لَيْسَ إِنْدَكْ. You, Mozaid, you're running a big bakery. So you can't sell things you don't possess. I come to you, Mozaid, you're the big khabbas, the baker. I need 100 loaves of bread and I need it today. Stood for the afternoon. That is a big function there. So, and I pay you the money. So now that deal, if you look at it, is supposed to be permissible or not permissible? What is supposed to be? Permissible or not permissible?
Permissible.
Not permissible. Because you don't have the bread. You still have to manufacture it. Isn't it so? You still have to bake it and also. So, but Islam will say, istihsanan is permissible. You got? You understood the thing now? So remember that so many examples like that. When we were in Pakistan and all that, we had enough money, we used to play fools. So we go there, that guy show you samples. Which kind of shoe you want, which kind of champal you want, sandal. You say this. You pay him. But where's the shoe, where's the sandal? It's supposed to be permissible. Not permissible. No. But istihsanan is permissible. You got it?
Chief.
The Malikis, they use a law, Ta'amulu Ahlil Madina. What is the practice of the people of Medina? Understood? So that is how they work. They look at that. Imam Shafi Rahimahullah is known as Sahibul Qawlain. He was born, you must remember, in the year 150. Then he went to Bakka and then Baghdad and that. In 199, he left, you must remember, there, and he went to Cairo. And then, in that last 4 or 5 years, he withdrew and he, like his Qawla Qadim, his old verdict, he left it out. Only in 17 maslas, you pass the fatwa on the old verdict. And everything else became on Qawla Jadid. You see. Now, how are you going to study all these things if you don't know these basic rules? You understood? So people just think you open a Shafi Kitab or Maliki and you'll have, it's not like that. You'll have to go into the depth of it and then how their usuls work and so forth. It's a fascinating science. You must understand these things. Yeah? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.